The theme of the readings for this Sunday seems to be meekness, meekness and humility. Meekness. Jesus is meek and humble of heart. What does meekness mean? What does meekness mean? To be slow to anger, not to react quickly to offenses or perceived offenses or diminishment of ourselves, our self-respect, that kind of thing. Do we react angrily, quickly to the way people treat us? Do we get angry quickly? That's the opposite of meekness. Meekness is to be slow to anger. So it's mentioned here several times in the three readings. God is slow to anger. God is not quick to strike us when we do something wrong, we offend him. He is slow to anger and quick to forgive, quick to think good of us, quick to excuse us, to understand our weaknesses, and to lift us up, to help us to overcome our faults and failings. Meekness is, blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth. They will receive many, 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 many blessings in this earth if we are meek. And so how do you get to be meek? How do you get to be humble of heart? I don't know if it's a mystery, but it's a real paradox of how fallen we are, how weak we are, how sinful we are, how prone to mistakes. Just we're riddled with imperfections, and yet we think we're something special. We think we're so important. And then when somebody diminishes us or insults us or offends us in any way, we rise up with anger. How dare you? How dare you diminish me? I am so important. And so I'm very angry at you, and I am going to hold on to that anger for a long time. That's what the opposite of meekness does. Holds on to resents. And wants to strike back, or is always holding this anger in our heart because I am so special, I am so important. And that just burdens us. It's a burden to hold on to that kind of anger and to think of ourselves as so special and important when we're really not, when we really and truly are not. And it's false. It's a lie. It's wrong. It's just not true to think that we are so important and that we are so perfect. And yet we think it because that's concupiscence. That's our fallen human nature. And we have to counteract it. We have to fix it. We have to correct it. We have to get closer and closer and closer to the truth. Learn from me. We have to learn meekness. We have to learn humility. We have to learn that we really are not special in ourselves. We really are not important in ourselves. We really are nothing in ourselves. Apart from God, we are nothing. Everything we got from God and everything we continue to get and everything we continue to have is sustained by God. Any successes, any talents that we can do, even now, is a continual stream of grace from God, power from God to do what we can do, the good that we can do. But does it penetrate into our heart and our mind? Does this kind of knowledge of ourselves penetrate? It won't unless we reflect on that truth. We spend time thinking about our nothingness before God, that God is everything. God gives us value. In ourselves, we have no value. We're nothing. God gives us everything. We have to continue to look up to God and then keep looking at our nothingness. We got to keep looking at our nothingness. God is not humble in that way because he is not nothing. God is everything. So how can God be humble? Because he can humble himself. He can humble himself. He can take offenses. He can take diminishment and not react with undue anger. He can take it, and he takes it all the time. He takes it on the chin all day long, every day, to the end of the world. He's always being offended, and he doesn't react right away. So when we are offended, if we're, there's that just indignation, meekness doesn't mean that we're a doormat to be stepped on and pummeled. And no, we have to, when Jesus was struck in the Passion, when he was struck in the face, he said, "Why do you strike me? I didn't say anything wrong. Why strike me when I'm innocent? It's wrong for you to do that." So he corrects the wrongness, but, and then he starts getting pummeled and beaten, and then he's silent because it wouldn't do any good. So when we are greatly offended, and maybe it's just and right to correct it or correct the person who's making the offense so that we can help them not to be unjust to me or to anyone around us. So that correction is there needed, and indignation is needed in many cases. But it's the constantly defending ourselves, the constant complaining of the offenses that may people, or supposed offenses that we might get. We need to keep looking at our nothingness. And on top of that, we can look at our sinfulness and how I deserve so much. I deserve to be diminished in so many ways because of my sins. We need to kind of look at, that's helpful too. But, the truth of what we are. So the next time you get offended, next time you get somebody diminishes your self-respect, look at yourself, really. And are you willing to get rid of it right away or very quickly? Sometimes not right away. Sometimes you do have to correct the offense if it's, you judge it prudent to help somebody. But then we have to let it go. And meekness lets it go. Meekness forgives. I'm not special anyway. He diminished me, and so I'm not so important. I'm not so special that I have to hold on to the offense that you gave to me because I am so important. Meekness lets it go. Meekness will let it go, and we'll forgive right away, and we'll look to the good of the other to help them to correct their lives. Meekness and humility. Humility, it goes hand in hand with meekness. Like if I look at myself and my littleness, and I am little, then I can be meek. Then I can be meek and slow to anger. And if I am meek and I am humble, that God's going to pour graces and strength and help into my life, into your life. He's going to give us so many graces and blessings. It's going to be a channel of grace and blessings. God will bless us so much if we are humble. And we shut off the floodgates of God's grace when we think we're special, when we are proud, and we hold on to our self-respect, and then we get angry at other people, and we hold on to it, and we are not merciful to our neighbor. So we pray today for this great grace of meekness and humility. We look at Jesus, we see it, we copy him, we learn from him, and that makes our burdens much easier, much lighter. When we are humble, we can go through the trials and trials and hardships of life much easier when we are little, like children. That's exactly the way children are. They don't take quick offense. They don't think they're special, so they can forget things quickly, forget offenses quickly. They are meek. Children are meek, and they are humble, and we need to be like them.